This is All of It. I'm Kushan Avidar, in for Allison Stewart. Listen, if you love buttery and soothing vocal harmonies, you gotta check out Tiny Habits. They're a trio that met in college 2 years ago. They started posting covers of popular songs from the stairwell in their dorm. The group's smooth arrangements and harmonies wooed viewers on TikTok and even grabbed the attention of musical legends like Elton John. In his podcast, he described their warm harmonies as quote-unquote delicious. And I get why. Tiny Habits appeared on NPR's Tiny Desk singing backup vocals for singer-songwriter Lizzie McAlpine and performed with country music icon Kacey Musgraves. It's fair to say that talented people see talent in Tiny Habits. And now they're taking center stage on their solo tour. The trio just performed in Manhattan last night. And according to my teammates at All of It, producers Aki and Simon, they say the show was packed and the fans were fired up. Just thought you guys would like to know that. And hey, I'm fired up because here with us in Studio 5 for a live performance is Tiny Habits. Hi, y'all.
Hey.
What's up? Can you introduce yourselves? Let's
Absolutely.
Start with you.
Yeah. I'm Sinya Khan. Hello.
Hi, hey. I'm Judah Maiowa. Hi.
I'm Maya Ray.
Welcome, all of you. Let's start with the first song. Tell us what it's called and take it away.
Yeah, this is Mudroom. Here it is.
Porch swing at a sunrise in a backyard under blue skies with my boots wet in the mud room. I'm not sure yet. If I'm all right, if I'm ready to go inside. We're the last one, we're the shipwreck. When you drown once, it's scary to swim again. But I see the warmth inside you, kitchen towels and Christmas lights. You're what I need. Scares me, so I'm waiting in the mud room. Oh, oh, oh. Mm. There are people that I don't. We're all sequels to our parents' lives. Does hesitation to a good thing mean the wounds need more healing? Oh, God, I see inside you, fitted sheets and story time. You wanted me to believe you. I need a man in the mud room. I can see the warmth inside you. Copy keys and sweet arrivals. Grab my coat and take off my shoes. Go inside and leave the mushroom.
We're here live in Studio 5 with the acoustic folk trio Tiny Habits. There's Sinya Khan, Maya Ray, and Judah Maiowa. That line that you had, the invitation to something good, just got to point out the harmony on that was so smooth and beautiful. I want to get into the song of it a little bit. Sinya, yeah, you wrote this, right?
Yeah, I did.
The mudroom is a real, like, kind of liminal space between the inside, outside of the house.
Yeah.
And you're talking about love here. Break that down.
Totally.
Where did it come from?
Well, I don't know. I had this idea of a mudroom. I grew up in New Jersey, right across the pond, which is, like, why we have mudrooms, I guess, because I know a lot of people in, like, California don't have them, but... It's basically before you enter the house where you, like, take your shoes off, take your coat off. And so I sort of, like, felt like there was a tie to the experience of entering a new relationship after maybe a bad one, or, like, just entering any new experience after something that maybe didn't end so well, and, like, the hesitance that comes with entering something new. And so that's the space you're in right before you enter is the mudroom.
And you wrote it, Judah, Maya. How did you contribute to this song? Judah, let's start with you.
Well, a very small contribution, but when she first sent us the song, first of all, I was like, whoa, that's insane. The songwriting is insane. Mm-hmm. But then we just kind of added some harmonies to it to kind of habify it, I guess, as we like to say. And then it kind of just came together. And it feels like, at least in my brain, it feels like we're like holding her hand and like her experience with the song.
That's so sweet.
And like, I don't know, it's just nice to just have a little part in, you know, our best friend's experience with love and, you know. Yeah, we tell each other everything and like talk about everything. So, you know, it's kind of nice to translate that into music.
Habify is such a wonderful verb. I think you just coined for all of our listeners across the internet.
Yeah.
Maya, would you say that's how the creative process normally works? It sounds like there's this real intersection, or I guess convergence, between what you share musically and also what you share as, to borrow Judah's term, best friends. What do you think about that?
Always. Yeah, I mean, it's always how it goes. Like, you know, one of us writes a song and that's one person's experience, but I think we're all such feelers and we're all so sensitive. And so, although that's maybe one person's experience, we still can, you know, empathize with them so much. And I think because we're such good friends, we feel it even more. And yeah, I think in terms of how we all contribute, I think it's in a variety of ways, but I think we always arrange like our harmonies together.
Yeah.
And that always feels really special because that's kind of each of our contributions to a song that someone wrote or, it's always an amazing process.
How do you decide who gets to solo in a specific section? Is it a free-for-all, or are there folks that are like, all right, it's my turn up next? just put your hand into a hat.
It happens, pretty organically.
Yeah. It kind of just, I feel like we try to prioritize what is, like, just best for the song overall, like, whose voice fits, like, a specific part.
Totally.
Like, there's no, like, ego sort of situation. Like, we're always going to do what feels best for the music. So
I also feel like sometimes lyrically, like, our personalities sort of match up with the lyrics, and it's like, this makes sense for you to sing.
Can you give me an example of that in Mudroom? Does that play in at all?
I don't know, I guess maybe I like close the song with the lyrics. What are they?
In the mudroom.
Yeah, grab my coat and take off my shoes and leave the mudroom or whatever.
Which it feels like
accepting
like that.
Like, my friends got to help me tell the story, and then I'm like, thank you. I'm like launched into the new experience, if that makes sense.
Well, launch into the new experience is a perfect phrase, because I would love to launch into the experience of a new song. Sorry to put a button on that. Judah, can you intro it for us? What are you going to say?
This next song... is that what I'm doing? That I'm talking about? This next song we just released. It's called I Don't Have the Heart.
Yeah.
All right. It's a little early, so
let's see how it goes.
Give us some grace. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
spoke for hours in that back room. I've never said that many words in my life. It was a catch-up attached to the people we used to be like. You keep a lot of me with you, hanging on to the flowers when the petals go dry. But you've been staring at the rear view and missing all the green lights. The answer is not in me. Do not dance around the truth. I know just what you're thinking, but I can't give that to you. I don't have heart. I don't have the stomach, the energy to dust you off to get you up and running. I don't have the heart to tell you I'm not going when you're talking all the parts of me that you're still good at knowing. I don't have the ways to make ends meet. Their actual ending, I always extend them in with the way you look at me. I'm scared it's gonna happen again. I keep a lot of you with me, hanging on to your humor and regretting your sins. Why does this feel like the upbeat, waiting to fall into the groove again? The answer is not in you. That is something that I'm sure. And you must stay a place that I don't frequent anymore. I don't have the heart. I don't have the stomach, the energy to dust you off to get you up and running. I don't have the heart to tell you I'm not going when you're twisting all the parts of me that you're still good at knowing. Wake the heck up. Here you are towing the line again and weaseling your way back in. And I'm stuck between looking for the door. I don't have the heart. I don't have the stomach, the energy to dust you off to get you up and running. I don't have the heart to tell you I'm not going. You tested all the parts of me, but you're still good at knowing.
We're talking to the acoustic folk trio Tiny Habits. I just saw you guys releasing that last piece into there. Maya, tell us a little bit about what the song is, what the process was to write it.
Yeah, this one was fun. Senya actually got the chorus idea when she was in the shower, which is like a super funny story to tell.
A voice memo, and you can like hear the shower in the background. Yeah.
You had the phone in the shower?
No, it was like on the counter.
Hell, oh,
I got
it.
Out of the shower to record it.
But yeah,
Eureka! Sorry, go ahead.
No, it was just funny, and I think this song we feel like was kind of, which we talked about, but we kind of feel like it was sort of the missing piece of like a bigger thing.
Wink, wink.
And and so yeah, when these two brought the song to me and they played it for me the first time, I was like, yeah, like this feels like something is complete. Mm. And it's just, we're not used to like writing. I feel like most of our music is like very
gentle.
Yeah. Like maybe more, not that this one isn't like so emotional, but like I think, I mean, the produced track is like super upbeat and like more of a pop mm-hmm. thing than we're used to doing, but I think that was a really cool thing for us because it was like super out of our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What part of it was out of your comfort zone?
Just the pace of it, like the tempo. Mm-hmm. It was very fast. We're very used to like just slow,
languid,
gentle, like
yeah.
Also, it's like the production is not, it's a little more aggressive, a little more like
in your
you
face,
know,
yeah.
Like, kind of.
But, yeah. No, but I was gonna say, I think it's kind of interesting though, because I think it's funny because a lot of the music we make is like super gentle and like calm and like pretty harmonies, but like it's funny because mm-hmm. we're like, I mean, I think we're pretty like, I don't want to say we're like hilarious people, that's like so weird. But like our friendship is super like,
yeah,
we have a lot of fun together, mm-hmm. and I feel like this song reflects that, like it's super fun, it's super upbeat, like you just want to dance. It's kind of fun.
That is interesting because you're touring now and mm-hmm. there's live audiences you're yeah. engaging with. Does that sense of fun come out? Is that a key piece of what you are as performers that are live? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know, I feel like the specifically the upbeat songs have been the thing that like really make the show like
100%
really fun, because like seeing people sing and like jump and dance is like, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like when we were singing the quieter songs, it's so beautiful to see people really intently listening. Mm-hmm. But like to just party with people, like that's so much fun.
So fun. We have a good time.
It's great.
And you know, your main instrument is your voice, and you're mainly an acoustic group. But mm-hmm. when do you decide how to add maybe percussive instruments or mm-hmm. bass guitar to your performances? What's the gap that you always think of? Like, I need to fill this in with an instrument. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think for this, we've been so used to up until this point, like just playing the three of us.
Yeah, and a guitar.
Yeah, which has been super awesome. But I think for this specific tour, we're playing like a little bit bigger venues than we've had before. And I think we just felt like a lot of this new music that we have and that we've been releasing like mm-hmm. really requires that extra.
Yeah, deserves like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To fill it out.
Yeah.
Totally.
And you're thinking about new music, you're all young artists, and making music or career has never been easy, but it seems a lot more challenging these days mm-hmm. with, you know, streaming, social media, intense totally. Competition. Mm-hmm. How are you all navigating the current landscape? Judah, let's start with you.
Just each other. Mm-hmm. I'm honestly, like, I don't think, like, at least now in my current, like, mental like state mm-hmm. I don't think I could be able to do this without them. Mm-hmm. I feel like
me neither.
Like touring, like making music, all mm-hmm. of that has been so easy, having two people that mm-hmm. are experiencing the exact same thing that you're experiencing at the same time as mm-hmm. you, and like it's just really nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
how does it feel to hear your partner, one of your partners say that, Sanya?
We say this every day.
Yeah.
We are so vocal about our gratitude to each other, I think, which is what keeps us so close, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what do you need to remind yourself when things get challenging? What is it about your relationship that you think makes it operate? Because there are a lot of challenges mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. You don't always know when they're going to come or how they're going to happen. So what is it about the relationship that you feel like can really weather those storms?
I would say that at least in regards to us, like all of us, none of us would be like, we could not do this mm-hmm. without one person. Mm-hmm. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like all of us have our own
everyone's essential
thing that we bring that makes Tiny Habits what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it wouldn't be as fun. It wouldn't be as, you know,
we've also anything. Since we've spent so much time together have become like really good communicators with each other. Mm-hmm. And I think we're all really good at expressing ourselves and our feelings to the other two members, which I think is something that helps us weather the storm.
Yeah.
So.
And Maya, it's your last month of school right now, right? Yeah. Congratulations. How are you feeling about it?
Oh, man. I'm so excited to graduate. Yeah, I'm ready.
She's ready to go.
It feels good.
Well, speaking of ready to go, I'm full of these segues today. You got one more song for us, right?
We do.
Maya, why don't you introduce this to us and tell us what we're going to hear?
Yeah. The song is the title track of our first project. It's called Tiny Things.
All right.
Yeah. Here we go.
Standing in the kitchen, counting all the tiles on the floor, some of them are hidden underneath the rug by the door, thinking any minute I could hear the sound of the clock go off. You can grab the linens, we can make the bed all nice and watch a movie in it. Talk about your day all night, just a proposition, but I think it sounds pretty good to me. How about that, you and me, lots of love, tiny things, all we have.
is all I need. All the lies and tiny scratches in the sofa, all the pretty words in your mouth that you call me over just to show me something, something you found hiding in the attic underneath the box I forgot about. I love this, you and me, lots of love and tiny things. All we have is all I need, all the loves and tiny things have gone wrong in the past, and I see looking back what I took for granted. I know that I want this to last, so I take a step back and I look at patterns. Love is a verb, it's an action, it's not a film reenactment. I don't need the moon or a mansion. I'm happy to be standing, standing in your kitchen, counting all the tiles on the floor while you do the dishes.
We're with the acoustic folk trio Tiny Habits. I love that little addition at the end of the song of doing dishes. It's a nice little pop right at the end before you think the song's going to be over. I want to talk about where you all went to school, Berklee College of Music,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
We mentioned, Maya, you're graduating next month. Judah, I'd love to know from you, what has going to Berklee, how has that helped shape your voice as an artist? What is something vital you've learned from your experience?
That is a great question. I think I'd say maybe the one thing I've learned is like how to find individuality amongst like so many talented people. Mm. Like it's so like easy to compare yourself to other people at a school where everybody is like doing the same thing, wanting the same thing. And like I feel like with the 1 year I was there because I dropped out, I was able to kind of like be like, okay, like what does Judah have that is like good for Judah and like nobody else has, like and still being able to like be confident in that and like you know, still trying to like navigate through artistry and stuff with like trying to know who I am while also be constantly being compared to other people that are also just as talented, if not more talented than you, you know. So I guess that's the one thing I would say.
Well, that idea of, I mean, I see my Insignia listeners just nodding their heads and going, that seems like that really lands, that idea of authenticity, but also finding what separates you, what makes you unique. So let's broaden that out from Judah, Insignia, and Maya to Tiny Habits. What does Tiny Habits have that no one else has? Well, how would you describe the sound, the separation? Kind of a tough question, but one that I think a lot of listeners would be able to answer for you. So what would you say?
Well, yeah, I feel like, I don't know, before Tiny Habits, I felt like as a solo artist, I obviously had my own voice, but I didn't know really what was different about me until I really met these two other people. And I felt like we together, because we come from such different places and we have such different musical experience, like we've created something so specifically Tiny Habits, which is like the crunch and like the blend of our voices, which is, I don't know, I feel like it's really special. And that's the end of my sentence.
Well, that's the end of the interview. It's a wonderful end, really. Thank well you. Said. The crunch, the harmony, you heard it. If you'd like to hear it, they're currently on tour. Tiny Habits members are Insignia Khan, Maya Ray, and Judah Maiowa. They had their performance in New York yesterday. Where's your next stop?
Toronto.
We had to Toronto.
Toronto. So if you're in Toronto, check it out.
Hello.
That's Tiny Habits. Right after this, we will be back with more All of It.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.